This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi, my name's Chris Scott and I'm here with Cedric Gravier.
How are you, mate? I'm fine, nice to meet you.
Last week we were talking about Bandol as a region, and this week I want to talk a wee bit more about that, but maybe touch on some of the climatic issues and the soils, that type of thing.
Okay, we'll have many things to say.
Provence and the whole south of France is well known for having a drought problem.
Yeah.
Northern France, you think about frost risk and sometimes hail. And the south of France, you think, especially the Mediterranean, you think drought.
That's right.
Does Bandol has drought?
Of course.
Is that its main issue?
That's our main problem concerning the climate change. Yeah.
Yeah, not just climate change, just in general, isn't
it? Yeah, in general.
I always think of south of France, and I don't think but there's three winds. You've got the Mistral, which is a northern cold wind. You've got the Tramontane that comes down through the Pyrenees and the Central Massive through Bordeaux, through but into Côte Roussillon and things like that. I imagine you don't get affected by that much.
No. In our part, it's more Mistral. The end of the Mistral.
And then there's that southern one whose name I never can remember that comes up, and it tends to dump lots of rain as well.
Yeah, we call it east wind.
The east wind.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That comes with the rain, but...
you don't get that much of that these days.
That much, yeah. we're often singing to get this wind, but it doesn't come.
It doesn't come. Yeah, it's in the Mistral's the main one, isn't it?
Yeah, Mistral is the main one.
I noticed when we looked in the vineyards, there's a lot of bush vines out there. And normally, if you think about southern Rhone, and it's the area that gets really hammered by the Mistral as it comes down the Rhone Valley. And then it almost, even though the valley opens up, it seems to accelerate or something. And they plant the vines and bush vines because the trellising can't handle the wind as well. Is that an issue for you? Because I noticed everything seems to be in bush vine around here.
In fact, the issue for us is not because of the wind, but the bush vine is to help the vegetation to protect the grape from direct sun during the summertime. That's more and more important, and we take more and more care of that when we prune the vines. It's important that the grape is not in direct sun because the sun can burn the grape during the summertime.
Mm. And if a grape gets burnt, it leaves what? Is it brown?
It can get browns,
It can. And that gives bitterness because
it dehydrates too fast, also.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not good at all.
Do you get we call it passerage? Is that the right word?
Passerage, yes.
Is that that's probably, it sounds French, does it?
It's French. Passerage, that's right. But we don't do that here, no.
You don't get passerage or you don't?
What do you mean by getting?
The grapes dry out from the wind.
Yeah, when it happens, we're not looking for that, in fact.
No.
Some region are looking for that.
Yep.
We're not looking for that. And when it's like that, it's too late. Should have been harvested before. The acidity lows down very fast.
Yeah. We were talking on the way back down the hill because we walked to the top of, I don't know if it was not quite the top of your vineyard, but it gave a beautiful view over looking into the Mediterranean Sea and all that type of thing. But when we were walking down, I was talking about South Africa, about how when it gets hot in South Africa and the vines are under a little bit of stress, they tend to shut down and you can land up with unripe grapes.
Yeah, exactly.
And even though it's hot, you think, well, it's going to be really ripe, but in fact, they're underripe.
Yeah.
How do you find that your grapes get underripe?
We had that these last years some problem in some parts of that underripe and the vines that do not mature the grapes anymore to protect itself. So it's really something we are a bit afraid of. For now, we did not have so much problem with that, but we know that it can happen. And mostly the last few weeks before the harvest, and it's something that
make us afraid.
And what about water? We talked about drought, but do people irrigate? I know you've got some irrigation in there, but I think that's for the olive trees.
For olive trees, we're not allowed to irrigate the vines. Until 2 years ago, it wasn't allowed at all. Now it is allowed, but not with a fixed system. It means we have to use moving system that are very difficult to put in place. So
sprinklers?
It can be, but
or drip,
or also drip, but cannot be just fixed on the vines.
Oh, okay.
It means that it's difficult to put it, and we decided to make that rule to really irrigate the vines that are needed it the most, you know, and not use the water just to give more production. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Even when there was rules about non-irrigation in EU, they always allowed irrigation, particularly of young vines.
Until we don't have a production of bundle. So the three first years of the vine, we are allowed to irrigate.
And then if it's a really dry year, you're allowed to use irrigation, but not fixed.
Not fixed, exactly. Okay. Yeah. And for example, Bandol, it's around 1,500 hectares of vines. And last year, around 30 hectares have been irrigated, so 30 out of 1,500.
Yeah, nothing.
That's nothing.
Yeah. We noticed, you showed me some of the soil up there, and you said it was limestone and clay.
Yeah.
Is that right? And limestone's well known for holding on to water.
Yeah.
And clay is as well. They're both good.
It's a blend, in fact, of
these
two. Though. So here where we are, because Bandol is small area, but we have a lot of different soils. So we often say it's clay and limestone, but a blend of each. Sometimes it's almost 100% clay and no limestone. Sometimes it's the opposite, and can be very different. But it's always a blend of those two.
And is there a particular soil type that's like, oh, that's a sweet spot? Is there a particular soil type that's really nice that everybody likes? More limestone, more clay, more what?
No, I think it depends of the grape variety, of the exposition, of the some soil are better for white than for red. So depending on many things, I believe that what is good in Bandol is that diversity of soil, diversity of grapes, diversity of wine growers, you know, and that diversity makes something special, I think.
The last question is, we mentioned earlier everything's in bush vines, so there's no wires and trellising, which means, well, you said that you're allowed trellising, but your vineyards are on bush vine. But you also said there's no, everything's going to be hand harvested.
Yeah, that's another rule from the AOC.
Why though?
At the beginning, it was said like that, and the rule because for the quality. I mean, when you harvest by hand, you know what you're cutting and you can put away the bad grapes, and so it's for quality.
You could use sorting tables if you want.
Of course, but sorting, as I told you, most of the vines are split in different parts, so before arriving to the cellar, to the sorting table, it is in the truck, on the road, so it's better to the sorting on the vine.
Yeah, okay.
By the end, it's you can do that, not by the machine.
Yeah, the advantage you've got if taking them by truck to the vineyard is that if you use a machine, you're going to rip the seed, so you're going to get juice.
Exactly.
And is oxidation an issue?
Yeah, that's also because of that, yeah.
All right, then. I think we'll wrap it up there.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
It was great. Thank you.